Investment advisory services offered by Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial is a franchisee of the Retirement Income Store. The Retirement Income Store and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
So everyone wants to have a stress-free retirement. That much is true, but making that a reality just isn't something that happens overnight. It's also not going to happen magically or by accident. So unfortunately, I met with way too many people who think that it's going to arrive without really any effort on their part, just kind of hoping it's all going to work out. And I mean, now they'd never say that, but I got to tell you, this is a classic case where action speaks louder than words. So I want you to know that achieving success in retirement, and again, for some, that may sound obvious, but I'm going to pour it out there. Achieving success in retirement requires time. It requires effort and discipline, not just bubblegum and duct tape. Hello, everybody. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint, where in retirement, income is the outcome. So I want to bring this issue up because I got to tell you, it really grieves me to see a surprising number of people that just kind of move along in life without really focusing on how they're going to live when they actually do retire. So some people are just resigned to say, well, I don't think I'll ever retire. But sometimes it's a little bit here and a little bit there. Other times, nothing at all. So if you think about it, it's kind of like building an airplane while you're flying it. You just know in your gut it's not going to end well. And that's why I don't want that to happen to any of our Retirement Success Blueprint listeners. And wherever you are in life, I would say don't waste any more time. Let's build that retirement airplane, if you will, while you're on the ground, while everything's safe. Right? So let's not try to do it while we're in flight. So you don't need to panic while you're up in the air. Build that confidence in your successful retirement means that you got to start as soon as possible. So it actually doesn't matter where you're starting from, but just the fact that you acknowledge it and you're getting ready. So don't waste any more time. And now, of course, it's best to start while you're young. But like I said, wherever you are in life, my goal is to give you that sense of urgency. I want you to feel that sense of urgency. It's important. If you don't have anything, or you feel like you're underprepared, we're going to draw that line in the sand now and just get started today because there's a lot of moving parts and you want to have a working concert with one another, right? You want everything heading in the right direction. So the longer you wait, the harder it becomes. So for me, that's just way too much stress and I hate to see it in the eyes of people that I talk to, whether it's on the phone or a Zoom call or even in the office. I just don't want you to bury your head in the sand. It is way too important. There is no reset button in retirement. And if this isn't something that you're comfortable doing on your own, find somebody to help you. Find somebody who is comfortable doing it. Even if it's a friend, a family member, just get some advice. It's so important to tie up these pieces because you got to think that retirement is a 25 or 30 year period of time after work. And of course, if you're married, you got to think about the needs of your spouse. If something happens, how is that surviving spouse going to continue to make it on their own if you're gone, if you haven't planned for it, if you haven't stress tested? And that's the important thing. It's not just about, hey, do I have a 401k or an IRA or do I have some savings? There's so many moving parts that you need to take into consideration and they need to work together. And so have somebody that can help you pull all that together if that's not something you're comfortable with doing on your own because it is extremely important. Now, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, how we do it, we do it in our proprietary process called the Retirement Success Blueprint. We start out with, where's your income going to come from in retirement? Not based on hoping the market goes up, but show me on paper how much I can spend every single year independent of market conditions. We follow that off of, based on the income you need, how much risk should you take? Don't take more than you need to. Take enough to achieve your goals and give you a rising income over time. Third, could you be doing it more tax efficiently? Fourth, if you had a healthcare event, how would you pay for it? And fifth, do you have the right estate plan in place? That's having a real financial plan. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. Now, if that sounds like you or something that you want, I just want to remind you, you're not alone. There's a lot of you out there, but you got to take action. So I want to give you the first easy step, and that's to give our number 866-316-0822. When you call that number, we're just going to schedule a 15-minute strategy call with us. Happy to put it together for you so you have the confidence for that stress-free retirement. At least take those first steps, right? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Just so you know, as an organization, we are professionally obligated to act as a fiduciary. So we're not selling you products. We're not having commissions. There's no transaction fees, anything like that. Our goal on this call is to get your questions answered so you can make good, informed decisions. If it makes sense to get together after that, great. It makes sense to work together. Great. We'll both know that. If not, that 15-minute strategy call is going to get your questions answered. So to get on my calendar, that's how we're going to keep you on track for a stress-free retirement. Schedule your 15-minute strategy call at 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822, or just go to crystallaketax.com. So once again, thanks for joining us today on today's issue of the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and I'm talking about how you create a solid retirement plan. Regardless of where you are in the process, whether you saved a lot, you haven't saved very much, it really doesn't matter. The most important thing is to take those steps now so you don't get caught off guard later. And thinking about all those pieces of a good retirement strategy, that can sometimes be a little overwhelming. And that's one of the biggest reasons that most folks don't act, right? They're paralyzed because they're like, oh, it's so overwhelming. I mean, you know, you get in your adult life, you start to pursue your career, you get married, you have a few kids, you get a mortgage, and on it goes. And before you know it, you're 55 years old, you're asking, where'd the time go? In some cases, maybe you've been saving in a 401k or a thrift savings plan or a 403b or something. Maybe you changed jobs a couple of times. You got money scattered all over the place. We call it a financial junk drawer, right? You've just been sold stuff over the last 20, 30, 40 years. But now that you're getting close to retirement, you have no idea how it all works together. And for some of you, maybe you're a late starter. Maybe you feel like you're a little behind the eight ball. Again, I just want to remind you, don't wait any longer. This is one of the most important long-term things that you need to be prepared for. Because like I said a moment ago, in retirement, it's probably 25 or 30 years after the paycheck stop. So if you do, you got to be prepared for that. And remember, surviving spouse, that's another important goal. I always tell people that it's better to plan for a 30-year retirement and you only live 20 than to plan for a 20-year retirement and live 30. Chances are you're going to run out of money in that scenario. If you plan for 30 and you only live 20, well, guess what? You're going to be in good shape. Now, let's talk about a few key things you need to consider in order to have that complete financial plan. Now, the first thing is some of the soft stuff, but it is really, really important. Your goals. What's going to fill your time now that you're not working anymore, right? And I know it's not in your plan to spend the next 30 years sitting on a recliner watching reruns of I Love Lucy or Sanford and Son. So if you don't have goals or you don't have a hobby or you don't have passions, you might end up spending too much time at the old Home Depot or shopping somewhere else. And that's going to blow through your savings pretty darn quickly. So most people think about some kind of travel, whether it's domestic or international, but something has to get you up in the morning. Something has to keep your brain active, keep your mind going, keep you motivated. So remember that most of those things have dollar signs attached to them. They cost money, and you're going to need to keep that in mind when you're thinking it all through. So when you're trying to come up with the types of things that are going to fill your time in retirement, we often tell clients in my book, Retirement Success Blueprint, we talk about, hey, you got to retire to something, not from something. So just kind of keep that in mind, because I've seen it too many times where people didn't take time to think about goals and what was next and how they're going to spend their money and what they're going to do in retirement. And they end up putting an addition on their home or going to Home Depot every other day to do those repairs. They start buying cars, things like that, without really thinking about it, getting on themselves and the situation to where they're going to run out of money. Now, goals are just the starting point. What are the other pieces of a solid retirement? Well, I'm going to cover three more of the most important things you need to create the retirement you've always dreamed of and deserve. So stay right here for more on the Retirement Success Blueprint. But just before we go to break, I want to give you an opportunity to get a peek inside what the IRS thinks your tax bill is going to be in retirement. We call it a retirement tax bill. We got a special website. There's no cost, no obligation to go to it. When you get a chance, go to retiresmartchicago.com. And then within 30 seconds, you type in a little information about your 401ks, those kind of things, all your pre-tax accounts, and it will spit out in a matter of 30 seconds to a minute a customized report to you to show you on the left-hand side what the government's plan is for your taxes in retirement. And on the right-hand side, it's going to show you if you wanted proactive tax planning, what you could do. And most people find they could save 50% to two-thirds of the taxes. In most instances, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars of unnecessary taxation. How do you get that complimentary report? Just log in. Don't need to call in for this one. Go to RetireSmartChicago.com. If you don't like what you see, well, because we have a tax planner in-house, we can take care of it for you. Until then, RetireSmartChicago.com. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Chances are your company-sponsored 401k plan is your single largest investment. But how much do you really know about how yours works? Do you know that if you're 59 and a half or older, you can take control of managing your 401k and roll it into an IRA with more choices? Call Crystal Lake Tax and Financial at 866-316-0822 to learn more. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we create plans and strategies to help people manage their 401k assets. Because when you transition from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase of your life, it takes a whole different strategy to protect what you've worked so hard for. Your 401k plan helped you get to retirement. Now let Crystal Lake Tax and Financial help you get through retirement. Call 866-316-0822 to schedule a free 401k review or go online to CrystalLakeTax.com. That's CrystalLakeTax.com.
You have to be able to think independently, and that's tough for a lot of people.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Michael Stewart, Fiduciary Financial Planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and thanks for joining us on this issue of the Retirement Success Blueprint. Today, I'm talking about how to create a solid retirement plan, even if you're late to the game. And if you just tuned in, you can still find out what you missed on the earlier part of the show. When you're done with this program, navigate over to CrystalLakeTax.com, click on the Media tab, and replay this one or archived episodes of the Retirement Success Blueprint. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Right? Every 2 weeks, we got a new podcast, a little 15-20 minute hit for you on some really important topics. It's available on your favorite streaming platform. Now, moments ago, we talked about how important it is to have a solid retirement plan. And the fact is, I talk to people regularly who haven't even started. They're close to retirement. Maybe they've just been doing stuff. They've been accumulating that junk drawer stuff. I got this 401k, this old pension, this old IRA at four different banks. I got money at Fidelity, money at Vanguard, money at Empower, and I just don't know what to do. And they feel like they're behind and they're embarrassed, so they don't want to do anything or say anything. And that's what they do. They do nothing. Look, I call that the ostrich approach, and I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want to be that guy or girl. That's why we're on air. Our goal is to help you make progress on your goal towards a successful retirement. So realize from the outset that you're not alone. If that sounds like you, but you do need to take action, and one of the first things that incorporates that lays the foundation for a solid retirement plan, it's just that you got to have goals in order for you to have a successful retirement. You need to know what you're retiring to. You have to know what you're going to do in retirement. More importantly, what that's all going to cost. That's what makes it all worthwhile. Knowing what's going to fill your time when that J-O-B is no longer in the way. Now, again, I just want to throw this out to our listeners. Know where to go. If you've got questions, if you're concerned, you want to take that next step, we set up a 15-minute strategy call. Get your questions answered. If it makes sense to get together, great, we'll know that. If not, you're still going to get your questions answered. To get that 15-minute strategy call, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or go to CrystalLakeTax.com. So now, number one was goals, knowing your goals going into retirement. Thing number two is knowing what your expenses are going to be. Now, a lot of times people live their lives without really having much of a budget, right? It's almost like when you were in college. If you had checks, you had money in the bank, right? But this is in real life world is if you've been making enough money, you probably haven't really been paying attention month in, month out where the money's going. And I see this on a regular basis. And it's kind of surprising. And it's probably because I work with numbers all the time. So I'm looking at how much does this cost or what am I spending on fuel or groceries. Most people aren't looking at that. These days, because of inflation, we're paying a little bit more attention. But the fact is that a budget, or in my office, we call it a spending plan, it's something, it's a nice framework so you kind of understand how much income you need in retirement. You know those goals? Where do those goals fit in? Some people are great at budgeting, putting that spending plan together right to the penny, and others aren't. And I can tell you that regardless of where you are, it's critical to have a framework, at least at what you need. You know, you got to get your needs, your have-tos every month. Then you got your wants, the things you'd like to do. So even if you're not used to having a budget, you still need at least a framework to know where your income's going to go. So what's the best way to do that? There's really two different ways. One's what they call a top-down analysis, and one's a bottom-up analysis. Now, the bottom-up analysis is we're going to pull the last 6 months of our statements, and we're going to write down every single penny that we spent, and then we're going to really kind of reverse engineer this. And I got to tell you, it is truly just as painful as it sounds. But more importantly, I like to start with clients doing what we call a top-down analysis. So a top-down analysis is when we say, okay, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, all right, so you were both making $100,000 a year, so you've got $100,000 a year of income, but really by the time it got to you, after all your deductions, your 401ks, your Social Security, your Medicare, your health insurance, and all those kind of things, really you were getting about $7,000 a month. So let's say that's $84,000. So now, were you able to save some of that $84,000? And the answer is yes, sure, Mike. Yeah, we were saving a little bit, or maybe if it's in a break even. Well, that just tells you that if you weren't going into debt, you were living on the net amount of your paycheck. So that's always a really good place to start. So let's say that your biweekly income, you get paid every 2 weeks, is $3,000. So that's $6,000 a month times 12 months. That's $72,000 a year. So if you're living the lifestyle that you want with the expenses that you want, the travel that you have now, and going out to dinner and doing all the kind of things that you want to, and you're accomplishing that on $6,000 a month right now, it doesn't matter that you were making 8 or 10 or 11 before all these other expenses, because in reality, a lot of these other expenses are going to go away. And what I mean by that is you're not going to be putting 7.5% towards Social Security and Medicare. If you live in Illinois, retirement income is not taxable, so you're not going to be giving Governor Pritzker 5% of it. You're also likely going to be in a potentially lower or same tax bracket. Your health insurance, if you're qualifying for Medicare, is going to be substantially reduced for most instances. And you're no longer saving money in that 401k, that 457, that thrift savings plan, the 403b. So that's also money that you don't necessarily need deducted. So all of a sudden, we start chipping away at that big gross number that you thought you made as a household, 150, 120, 100, whatever it happened to be, because what were you really living on the net amount? That's what we call a top-down analysis. And so if we can start there, and we can take a look at the assets that we have, the Social Security that we have, and potentially a pension or something that we have, then my goal is, can we recreate that income and recreate it in a manner that's going to give you a rising income to keep up with inflation over time? Now, folks, this is not a stock conversation, a bond conversation, an annuity conversation, a life insurance conversation. This is a cash flow conversation, right? How much do we need to pay our bills? And that's why every week, week in, week out, I always say, in retirement, income is the outcome. Why? Because without income, there is no retirement. So all these people out there trying to sell you stuff all the time, that's great. Those are just tools to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. First and foremost, what level of income do you need? Well before you start talking about product. I just want to kind of get off my soapbox on that, but I think that's critically important that if you truly are trying to plan for retirement, you can always start with what your retirement income need, and can I create a rising income over time? So what are your expenses now? Take a minute, give us a call, 866-316-0822. If you want to make progress towards your solid retirement plan, let us help you with that spending plan. Get that thing set up. We'll even give you a template. Get us set up for that 15-minute strategy call, 866-316-0822. You'd be glad you did because it's going to help you make progress towards your solid retirement plan. So this is Michael Stewart, Fiduciary Financial Planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And if you just joined us, maybe you're new to the show. Thanks for being here. We are so glad you're here today. We're talking about creating a rock-solid retirement plan on this episode, giving you the confidence, the clarity that you're going to have the retirement that you dreamed of and deserved. And to our regular listeners, we know that you love the program, so why not tell a friend or family member about the Retirement Success Blueprint? Really easy to get them connected. Just point them to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Click on the media tab, check out past shows, check out the podcast. We got some reports for you. We all have goals, right? We have a handle on your budget. Now, that was number one was goals. Number two was the spending plan or the budget, right? Because in retirement, it's all about the income. So number three is, what are your sources of fixed income? Now, for most people, it's going to be a couple things, right? You might have Social Security. You're going to have Social Security, but you may have a pension. Maybe get some sort of annuity payment, some sort of guaranteed fixed income. These are what I refer to as layer one. And when it comes to Social Security, that leads to a big question. When do you actually start Social Security? So for some of you, think about starting Social Security at full retirement age. For most of you, that's somewhere between 66 and 67. So if you can get to that point, because you won't have any deductions. You know, they won't give you a reduction in your Social Security benefits. If you wait until 70, you're actually going to get an additional 24 or 32% depending on when you were born. And look, that's a big deal. You wait till 70, that can mean an extra $1,000 a month over 30-year retirement. That's more than $350,000 of extra Social Security benefits. And that's not chump change. I mean, how many people could use an extra $350,000 over their lifetime? But just because you have that amount or it's available to you, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to wait. But you need to be informed in order to make good decisions. Here's a scenario. What happens if you need $7,000 a month, and that just covers your expenses to make your goals, but Social Security is only $4,000 a month? Well, you got what's called an income gap. And that income gap needs to be filled by a fourth piece of solid retirement plan, which are begging the question, are you getting enough real income in the form of interest and dividends to fill that gap? If you can't answer that question confidently, then you're speculating. In other words, if you're using mutual funds or using bond funds in this stage and you're just hoping to fill that income gap, well, that means that you need to sell shares to generate cash flow. Because if your bond fund's only paying you 2% and that mutual fund is a stock-based mutual fund and that's only paying a 1% dividend, but you need 4 or 5% income off your investments, then that's not cash flow. That's not income. That means that you've got to sell those shares to pretend like it's income. In my book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street, we call that eating the principle. We want you to eat the eggs, not the chickens. So that's not dependable income if you have to hope the market goes up and you could sell things that are worth more in value. And a lot of people saw that in 2022. Why? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because in those type of vehicles, think about it for a second. If the stock market doesn't go up, in other words, it goes down like 2022, well, then you're going to need to sell more shares in a down market just to get the same amount of income to fill that income gap. And selling shares when the stock market's down means that even when the market comes back, believe me, it always does, your principal won't, because that represents principal. The shares actually represent the principal, and since you had to sell them to take money out, that principal is now gone, so you will not be participating fully in that recovery. And I mean, you probably remember when you were a kid, your parents told you, spend the interest and leave the principal alone. Well, that's how you create confidence in your income. But to do that, you need to invest in instruments that actually pay income, not things that force you to sell shares. Things like individual bonds and bond-like instruments, fixed annuities, exchange-traded debt, all those things are designed to generate true income as a renewable resource. And when you don't need all that income, you can actually reinvest the cash flow, creating organic hedge against inflation or for additional income down the road, maybe to help pay for long-term care or some other needs you have. So if you're approaching retirement, you're wondering if you're ready, maybe you feel a little behind in creating that solid retirement plan, please don't do nothing. You gotta take action. And there are four critical pieces to ensure you create your own solid retirement plan. Number one, your dream, set a little bit of goals. Number two, know your cost of living in retirement. What are your expenses? The cost of these goals. Number three, quantify your fixed and guaranteed income. And number four, make sure you have enough income from your savings and investments and retirement accounts to fill that income gap in your retirement for either today or down the road. You do these things now so you can enjoy the stress-free retirement you've always dreamed of and deserve. So Joshua, a listener that I spoke on the phone last week, wanted to know how to deal with inflation in retirement. I'm going to give you some ideas that I gave to him, as I think everyone can get value out of learning how to deal with inflation in retirement. Now that's going to be coming up next on the Retirement Success Blueprint, but as we're talking about income in retirement, you can't have retirement without income. I want to get a booklet in your hands. There's no cost, no obligation to you. That booklet is called the Retirement Income Checklist. It's a 21-page booklet that just gives you step-by-step roadmap and a blueprint on how to get the income off your investments in retirement. How do you get that report, the Retirement Income Checklist? Give us a call, 866-316-0822. That's the Retirement Income Checklist, 866-316-0822. And we're not going to email you anything. We're going to physically send you out a copy so you can hold it, check on it, write on it, do everything that you need. So go to 866-316-0822, ask for the Retirement Income Checklist, or go to crystallaketax.com. Coming up next on the Retirement Success Blueprint.
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Remember the good old days when you could earn 5% on a bank CD? What if you could earn similar rates on interest and dividends to those CD rates? It's possible. And the income specialists at the Retirement Income Source can help you. We're a network of experienced financial advisors operating independently owned firms under the umbrella of the Retirement Income Source. This makes it simple and easy for you to find a retirement income specialist in your local area. Our advisors have helped hardworking Americans across the country invest and save for their retirement.
Michael Stewart is your local income specialist. He's the president of Crystal Lake Tax. With over 30 years' experience in the financial services industry, Michael is also an Amazon best-selling author, and his book has helped thousands of clients better understand the inside game of financial investing. If you're interested in learning more about Michael Stewart, his business, and how he can help you with your retirement strategy, visit crystallaketax.com.
The clients get that statement. It says, yeah, the average return's been 7, 8%, whatever it is. And they go, for who? I've gotten about 3% or 4%.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. With offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back, everyone. If you just got here, you were listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And we're going to take some time to answer some questions that I ran into recently and get the answers you need to build that stress-free retirement. Now, let's get right into it. First question I had was from Joshua. Joshua said, I'm 67 and retired. How can I fight inflation in my retirement accounts? So inflation, of course, is one of those things that goes up and down. We all know inflation right now is ridiculously high. We're feeling it at the gas pump. We're feeling it at the grocery store. We're seeing it every day. But ways to fight inflation are pretty broad in range. And when you look at inflation over history, then you'll find we're dealing with the recent inflation we had of 9, 8, 7, 6%. Now, maybe that'll last a couple years. But typically, the historical inflation is under 4% on average, somewhere between 3.5 and 4. So that's a much better target in the long run that you want to plan for. Now, it might be a little more painful now, Joshua, and of course, we're living in the realities of it. But one of the ways you can certainly fight inflation is if you have any debt, then try to figure out how to get that debt paid off as soon as possible. Now, if you're not retired, it's a little bit easier because you got more consistent income. If you are retired, it's even more important to come up with some sort of debt reduction plan. You can use Ramsey's snowball plan if you want, meaning pay off the cards with the lowest balance first or the loans with the lowest balance first, and then take the money you've been using on those and move it to the next lowest one. And that'll help you get things paid off quickly and get you some momentum going. And it'll help out a lot much quicker than you think. So keep that in mind as you get started. Another thing is simple things. There may be things in your budget that you've overlooked. I mean, things like subscriptions you don't use anymore, but they just keep coming in the mail or in your inbox. That's an easy one. These days, it's so easy. We get inundated with emails and newsletters, things like that. Some of those things could be subscriptions that you're paying for, taking money out of your budget that you could be spending on other things. And that's a key area. So make sure all the subscriptions you have, whether it's TV, cable subscription, whether it's all the streaming services, if it's magazine subscriptions, newspapers, online things, whatever it is, scrutinize that budget and see if there's any ways you can identify or help reduce your outflow, because it's really all about just controlling cash flow. And that can certainly be a way to help inflation. And another way is making sure that you have enough income that you're generating interest and dividends from your investments, or at least some part of your investments. So here's an example. You come to us, you got $1 million portfolio in your IRAs, 401ks, and you say, hey, Mike, I need $40,000 a year. Great. Then we're going to position your portfolio where you're getting a minimum 4% yield in cash flow off your portfolio in the form of interest and dividends. Now, this could be individual bonds, it could be preferreds, it could be real estate, it could be business development companies, it could be blue chip dividend paying stocks. Everybody's situation is going to be unique. but just to kind of keep it easy. If you need $40,000 off your investments, we're not going to cross our fingers and toes and hope the market goes up to get it for you. We're going to make sure that all the investments together generate the cash flow that you need in retirement, independent of market conditions. Because yes, over time, the market is going to go up. We're huge believers in America, capitalism, the stock market. But at the same time, that should not be the main driver or source of your income, right? We shouldn't have to hope the market goes up in order to pay our bills this year. And I think 2022 showed us a lot of things. That was it. Because even if you are in a situation where you don't even need that income, but you're getting 4 or 5% cash flow off your investments, the good thing with that type of strategy is you can actually take the interest and dividends that you're not using, reinvest those, and in a time like right now where we see the stock market being volatile, swinging all over the place, but in an income strategy, guess what? That's actually a good thing because you're reinvesting those dividends, that interest on a monthly, quarterly basis. So now you got two things working in your favor. Number one, the market's down, which means the prices for a lot of those income securities are lower. And number two, interest rates are higher, which means that when you reinvest, you're buying some of those positions at a lower price, but you're getting a higher dividend or higher interest rate because you bought them at a discount. So there's a lot of great values out there. These are very important things to keep in mind when you're investing. And if you're reinvesting those dividends, then that means you're going to have more income with those same dollars that you invested the next time around next year. Why? Because you went and bought something that's actually paying cash flow. It means your income next year is going to go up. So not only your balances, but your income is going to increase year after year as well. And that's one of the great ways you can create kind of a natural or an organic hedge against inflation. So those are just a couple ideas that I have, Joshua. Now, let me give another common question I've been getting here. Mike, I've got a 60-40 portfolio and I'm 1 year away from retirement. How do I know if this cookie cutter portfolio or not? Now, this might seem like a very straightforward question. I'm really glad this came up because this is actually a great question. We've had so many cookie cutter portfolios of mutual funds and ETFs and bond funds that have been set up over the last 10, 20 years that it's hard to tell. But what I can tell you is if you're in a bunch of mutual funds or just inside a portfolio, or maybe it's even a target date fund, you know, the 2030 fund, the 2035 fund, then that target date fund or that mutual fund slash bond fund in your portfolio is certainly mostly likely going to be a cookie cutter type of portfolio because it's a really easy way for advisors or custodians to provide some level of value like yourself to their customers and not even have to do anything or think about it. So if you have to realize that mutual funds and bond funds are pretty okay investment, if you're a smaller investor, if you're in your 20s, your 30s, you're in the accumulation phase of life, and also if you don't have a whole lot of money to invest, then a mutual fund can give you a natural diversification. So if you're younger and you got a long runaway, you got 30 years before you plan to retire, but if you're a year away from retirement and you got a reasonable amount of income, reasonable size portfolio, let's say hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, well, there's really no reason why you shouldn't be in an actively managed portfolio of individual securities. I mean, if you're going to be in bonds, only individual bonds. If you're going to be in stocks, only individual stocks. There's nothing wrong with paying an advisor to give you advice. Just don't pay for the product, right? Because all these other funds have extra fees inside of them. So this way, you're just not paying additional fees inside these funds. You're just paying an advisor to do what? Actually give you investment advice. Give you financial planning advice, give you tax advice. So you're paying the advisor to manage the account and not just deal with all those internal fees above and beyond the advisory fee. One of the biggest issues I see all the time is somebody's come in and they're with one of the big Wall Street brokerage firms and that firm's charging them 1.5% advisory fee. And that's not bad, folks. You know, you're paying 1.5%, don't leave a broker just because they're charging an advisory fee. Ask yourself, what are you getting for the fee that you're paying? Because if you're paying an advisor 1.5%, and you open your statement, you're looking at it, and it's just a bunch of funds, each one of those funds has additional internal fees. Now, some may be really small. You might have index funds in there paying 0.1, 0.2. Well, that's 0.1, 0.2 on top of the 1.5% fee that they're charging. It's not uncommon for me to see some of the portfolios where they're paying a 1.5% advisory fee, and they're in a bunch of mutual funds that have another 0.5% to 1.5% fee. So clients are really paying 2% to 3% in advisory fees when they actually thought they were only paying the 1.5%, because nobody reads those prospectuses the mutual fund companies send you. I always tell clients, it's like it's written on page 135 in Bible print, right? Nobody pays attention. But you need to, because those costs are real. If you're paying an extra 1% in your portfolio in internal fees, and you're paying your broker 1%, you're paying your broker 10 grand, and you're paying the fund company 10 grand, costing you $20,000 for a portfolio that should be managed at 10,000. So that's number one. And number two, you may even not be subject to the volatility of the market simply because you might have the right strategy. And that means investing more for income. If you're in the distribution phase right now, or let's even call it the preservation phase, right? You're 1 year, 3 years, 5 years away from retirement. You've got this red light, yellow light flashing saying, I want to preserve what I have. I want to set myself up for income, but you're investing for interest and dividends. Then you got some flexibility in the amount of volatility in your account. In other words, it's not likely to go up and down as much, but you've done the hard part already. You've already saved what you need to retire. If you've won the game, stop playing the game. Now, we are once again still believers in having some of your money in the market. So this is not an anti-stock market thing. It's just saying if you've saved $2 million and you need $80,000 or $100,000 of supplemental income off of it, you can get that with a 4 or 5% yield. There's no reason to take risks to potentially win or lose 20, 30% because those losses are going to hurt you more than the gains help you. So even if it does, if you've got a good income portfolio, the income's going to be, we like to call it a renewable resource. So I hope that's helpful, as I think it's a great question that comes up often with speaking with people. 9 out of 10 people that walk in, whether you're 35, 65, or 75, have a 60-40 stock bond portfolio. It's a cookie cutter portfolio. I call it the job security portfolio. Why? Because if the market's going up, you can't complain you're not getting all the up because you only got 60% of your money in the market. If the market's going down, then you're losing less than the market. So at least the broker says, hey, can't complain. You're not losing as much as everybody else. It's a job security portfolio for them. It's not necessarily doing what's right for you. So be mindful of fees. Be mindful of risk. So doing a Roth conversion could cannibalize your nest egg. I'm going to tell you when it makes sense and when it doesn't so that you can enjoy a stress-free retirement. Coming up next on the Retirement Success Blueprint, we'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Chances are your company-sponsored 401k plan is your single largest investment. But how much do you really know about how yours works? Do you know that if you're 59 and a half or older, you can take control of managing your 401k and roll it into an IRA with more choices? Call Crystal Lake Tax and Financial at 866-316-0822 to learn more. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we create plans and strategies to help people manage their 401k assets. Because when you transition from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase of your life, it takes a whole different strategy to protect what you've worked so hard for. Your 401k plan helped you get to retirement. Now let Crystal Lake Tax and Financial help you get through retirement. Call 866-316-0822 to schedule a free 401k review or go online to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com.
Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Hey everyone, Mike Stewart here, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Thanks for joining us for another chapter of the Retirement Success Blueprint. One thing just before we get into it, we've had some emails here recently where individuals wanted a copy of our most recent book that was published. It's our second book, was published here in August, called The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build a Retirement You Deserve. If you would like a complimentary copy mailed out to you, I'm not talking an email PDF, I'm talking a physical published copy to you. If you promise to read it, I am more than happy to send it out to you. We'll send it out to you 2-day mail for your reading pleasure. And it talks about the planning strategies that you really need to consider. So it's called The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build a Retirement You Deserve. I will send the book and pay for the postage out, but you got to raise your hand. Let me know if you want that book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822, or request it at crystallaketax.com. Now, today I'm going to shed some light on Roth conversions so that we can help you determine whether it makes sense for you to do Roth conversions or not. So I think about it, we all hear about the benefits of a Roth IRA compared to a traditional or a regular IRA, and it really seems like conventional wisdom is that everybody should have a Roth or they should convert the regular IRA to a Roth. But if you've heard that and you wondered, then you're going to want to stick around today because what I found out over the years, there's lots of times when a Roth conversion makes sense. There's also times when it could be a huge financial mistake, but sweating the details in your financial plan could make all the difference in the world. So many of you know at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, it's in our name, we encourage tax planning. So we're not one of the brokers that runs away and says, oh, we can't give you any tax advice. Why? We have a CPA on staff. We have an entire tax team. Last year, we prepared over 600 tax returns for clients in the public and some local businesses that we serve. So when we talk to you about your financial planning, your investment management, it's a tax-focused financial plan where we consider all the other opportunities. Should you be doing Roth conversions? Should you be going up? There's five different ways to do Roth conversions and why you should and shouldn't do them. You know, how does it impact your estate? How does impact Medicare, all these things. You need to know these things. So whomever you're working with needs to be a tax-focused financial planner, not just somebody who buys and sells mutual funds. So as you know, here on the Retirement Success Blueprint, it is my passion to educate our listeners to help you make informed, well-thought-out decisions about your financial life. And that's why we're going to spend some time in today's edition to learn about Roth conversions. So you can really live at peace with the decision that you make about whether you should do a Roth conversion or not, so that you can live with the retirement you've always dreamed and deserved. Now, for the benefit of the audience, I want to take a couple of minutes to remind you what makes a Roth account, a Roth IRA, more appealing than a traditional IRA. Now, both of them have tax-deferred growth, which essentially means that you don't pay tax when you get interest or dividends, or when you have growth or you sell an appreciated stock inside the account. You only pay tax potentially when you take the money out. That's what you call a traditional IRA. You know, like maybe you rolled your old 401k into an IRA. That was a traditional IRA. It was pre-tax money that went into a pre-tax individual retirement account in IRA. And any withdrawals that you take out are taxed as ordinary income. So you don't get the benefits of potentially lower capital gains. The other thing is, whereas with an IRA, a traditional IRA, sometimes you get to deduct your contributions, either from your paycheck when you put it in the 401k or from your income tax when you pay your taxes. So no deduction for contributing to a Roth IRA, though, and that's always used after-tax money. So people kind of look at that and scoff because they want the benefit of tax savings today. But the real benefit of the Roth account comes down the road when you want to take money out. Because all those gains that you accumulated in your Roth IRA over the years, all that interest, all the dividends, all the market gains, they're never taxed when you take that money out. And that's a huge deal, and it's really one of the most significant differences between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA. On a lot of our educational workshops that we do online, I show clients that how can saving taxes on $155,000 cost you paying taxes on over $1 million? And I give an example of somebody that's 35, saving $5,000 a year for the next 30 years in their 401k. So, you know, that all adds up to they've saved $155,000 towards retirement. It's since grown to $600,000. By the time they start taking their required minimum distributions out, paying taxes on that, and whatever's left over at 90 when they kick the bucket, that's taxable to their beneficiaries. So what happens is they got a tax break over 30 years on $155,000. But they and their beneficiaries are going to wind up paying tax on over $1 million. It's the idea of paying tax on the seed or paying tax on the harvest. So a traditional IRA is like paying tax on the harvest because you get a little bit of a break in the front end, and then you get taxed on all of it on the back end or when it comes out. On a Roth IRA, you don't get the tax break on the small front end, but whatever it grows to over 5, 10, 20, 30 years is completely tax-free to you. And then you think about the other benefit. When you have to start taking what they call required minimum distributions, RMDs, this is when you get into your 70s, if it's a pre-tax account like your 401k, your traditional IRA, then there's a certain amount you have to take out. If you've got $1 million in an IRA and this was the year you needed to take out your first RMD, you're going to have to take out about $36,500. It's going to get added into your taxable income. It's probably going to make your Social Security taxable, might even cause some Medicare issues for you. All of a sudden, there's problems. Whereas if you've taken it from a Roth IRA, first of all, you don't have an RMD from a Roth IRA because it's already after-tax money. It's tax-free. So there's no benefit to the government for you to take it out. Secondarily, even if you did, hey, Mike, I need $40,000 to go buy a car, you take out the $40,000 completely tax-free, and it doesn't mess with your tax return. So as a result, if you don't need that income, you can just leave it sit in that Roth and just grow more money over time. Then when you pass away, if you never used it, your beneficiaries take that Roth account tax-free as well. So there's just a whole lot of benefits, especially from an estate planning standpoint. It can be a great tool, and it can certainly be a great gift for your kids, your grandkids, your friends, the church, or anybody that's going to inherit this thing. But the fact is, making a decision about a traditional or a Roth can actually be kind of tricky. So I get it. We help you evaluate your personal situation. We help you decide what's best for you. And that's what we'd love to help you out with here. And that's what we'd love to do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. In fact, we will give you a complimentary Roth conversion analysis. How do you get it? Give us a call. Set up a 15-minute strategy call. We'll get a couple pieces of information for you, and we'll run what we call our retirement tax bill for you. It'll show you, hey, if you stay on the same path you're going on right now, this is what your tax bill looks like in retirement. If we make some proactive tweaks, this is what it looks like. So I'll give you an example. We recently ran one last week from one of our callers from the show, and they had about $1 million in IRA, and we said that on that $1 million, you're going to pay close to $700,000. I think the exact number came out to $698,000 in taxes. Or if we had a proactive strategy to keep in the 22% tax bracket gradually over multiple years, do Roth conversions, you'd only pay $220,000. Now, once again, nobody likes paying $220,000 of taxes, but when the alternative is $698,000, I think it's kind of a brain dead question is, when do you want to take care of this? We want to take care of it today, Mike, right? And that's what's great about having tax planning. So to get that free Roth conversion analysis, get your complimentary retirement tax bill, give us a call, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. I'd love to get you on the calendar, help you make informed decisions, whether it's about a Roth conversion or whatever you'd like to talk about. We are fiduciaries, so we know the information we give you is independent and it's objective. We're looking out for your best interest, and our goal is to support your goals, but we don't know them unless you want to share them with us. So today we're helping determine if a Roth conversion is right for you. Converting an IRA to a Roth, that's just another way that we can help build a better tomorrow for you. So thanks so much for being here. And when it comes down to making a decision about Roth conversions, you have to count the costs. I mean, this is critical. It's not an always easy thing to do. It's why we run these retirement tax bills for you, because there's hard costs like taxes, but there's also soft costs. There's things like personal goals or the emotional side. I just want to give my kids a tax-free inheritance. Okay, that's one way. Now, we can do the math on the tax costs, on the hard costs, but the soft costs, they've got some emotions attached to them. And here's an example. I mean, I recently had a meeting with Barry. He's a Retirement Success Blueprint listener, saved about $600,000 in his IRA, and Barry's 65. He's getting ready to retire in a year, and he doesn't expect to need any of his IRAs during his retirement because his pension and Social Security are more than enough to live on in retirement. And I mean, he's planning to leave the entire IRA to his daughter. So assuming he doesn't spend it or doesn't need it for long-term health care or anything like that, which is honestly a pretty big assumption, but he figured that he wanted to do a Roth conversion. And as a result, he thought he was just going to convert the whole thing in 1 year. And I refer to that as the rip the Band-Aid off, the wound method. And so whenever I hear somebody doing that, I kind of cringe like I did with Barry. I wanted to sit down and do the math so I could show him. What's the tax consequences of ripping the Band-Aid off in 1 year and paying all the taxes at one time? So when we actually did the math, I showed him that he's going to have to write a check to the IRS for about $225,000. And then he'd get hit with what I affectionately refer to as the IRMA Medicare tax. Basically, it's a penalty for having high income in any given year. That costs him another $12,000 over the next couple of years. And then I told him he almost fell off his chair. You see, when people don't count the tax number, one, in all cases, but also the IRMA tax, and I mean, there's this, if you earn too much money, your Medicare is going to jump up for a few years, and you got to know about this to calculate it. You got to plan for it. And for him, it was going to cost another $24,000 in addition to the $225,000. He was going to have to write a check to the IRS. So I told him, we should look at the big picture here, Barry. And if we took that $600,000 and we broke it up into smaller chunks over the next 8 years, what I showed him was how he might be able to save over $100,000 in taxes, accomplish the exact same thing, but then he could have even more money left over, whether he needed it for care in his lifetime or for the legacy to be passed on tax-free when he's gone. Now, that's a great legacy. And Barry was thrilled with that option. You see, it's all about the planning. I mean, I got to think like you, like me, would rather keep $100,000, $200,000 in your pocket than give it to the Uncle Sam or the IRS. Well, Barry's not alone in his thinking, but he almost made a significantly costly financial mistake he may have never been able to recover from, simply by missing one small but significant step. Now, if you're considering a Roth conversion, you need to know the process for determining, one, does it make sense for you? And two, if it does, how do you do it right? You got to work with somebody that understands taxes, not just the investment portion of it. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, that's what we do. When we put our Retirement Success Blueprint together, what do we talk about? Where's your income coming from? Take the least amount of risk to accomplish all the goals that you want. Do it in the most tax-efficient manner. How would we pay for a healthcare event if we had one without bankrupting ourselves? And do we have the right estate plan in place? But taxes are a huge thing. It's not uncommon for us to find hundreds of thousands of dollars of unnecessary taxation built into your retirement plan But all you got to do is ask, and we can kind of show you where it's at, and then be proactive about how to fix it. So if you would like that retirement tax bill, if you would like an analysis done for you on, hey, Mike, how do I legally pay the least amount of taxes in retirement, and do Roth conversions make sense to me? Give us a call. We'll set up a 15-minute strategy call, get all your questions answered. If it makes sense to meet after that, great, we'll know that. If not, we're still going to provide you some good direction in that retirement tax bill. How do you get it? 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822, or ask for it at crystallaketax.com. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner, and today we're talking about Roth conversions, the good, the bad, the misconceptions. So if you missed any of the show earlier, you can get caught up by replaying this one or any other episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint just by going to crystallaketax.com, click on the Media tab, and replay this or episodes at your leisure. It's like your financial university on demand, because all these learning resources are there at your fingertips. And while you're on there, make sure you subscribe to our podcast, also called the Retirement Success Blueprint. It's going to stretch your financial mind on the go with your favorite streaming service, having me right at your fingertips to give you great financial advice. Now, earlier I reviewed some of the key characteristics of Roth IRAs, like tax-deferred growth, tax-free withdrawals. Tax-free, as I always say, is better than tax-deferred, because that's what you get with a traditional IRA. Also, no required minimum distributions with the Roths. The other thing is beneficiaries can inherit a Roth tax-free. Now, those are all great things, but that doesn't mean you should take your IRA, your traditional IRA, and convert the whole thing right at once. I mean, I told you about Barry, who earlier was about to rip the Band-Aid off, what we call the wound method, and convert his full $600,000 IRA at one time, until I showed him the math on how we can actually accomplish what he wants to, but keep an extra $100,000 or two out of the IRS's hands and use it for his retirement and his legacy. And as a result, you got to understand the process to make it a good, well-thought-out, informed decision. So let's talk about the process. This is where the planning comes in, right? The concepts are very important, right? One of the things is we want to manage the tax bracket you're already in. Let's maximize that. Secondarily, if we're going to jump into another tax bracket, are you going to be in that tax bracket in the future? If not, it may not make sense to pay more taxes now at a higher rate than you're going to in the future. Third is your IRMA, your Medicare, going to get impacted. Many people aren't aware of that. Whether you're single or you're married, there's certain income limits, and once you start going up, you're not paying $165 a month for Medicare anymore. You're paying $225, you're paying $350, you're paying $500, and that's for each of you if you're married. So it's a huge difference. You got to do the math, and you got to work with somebody who can become not only an income specialist about where your income's coming from, but making sure they can provide you tax guidance as well. We do that in our 15-minute strategy call. Provide you some general guidance. If it makes sense to get together, we're happy to do that with you. If you'd like to get on that 15-minute strategy call, 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822. We provide these tools to help you succeed in retirement. That's how you build your tomorrow. That's how you have not only integrity, but a great retirement that you have confidence, you have clarity in. You know where your income's coming in from retirement, independent of market conditions. You know you're legally paying the least amount of taxes that you can. That's what we do. That's what you deserve. So folks, we want to thank you for joining us on this week's edition of the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you got questions, we got answers. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call to get them answered. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.